can pull its head and its legs into the, inside the shell.
Turtle.
Okay, what, is there a difference whether it's a land or water or...
A terrapin and a turtle, is that what you...
Okay, what, which would be which?
Well, you have sea turtles and you have land turtles.
Okay.
And a terrapin is more of a water. And then,
What about the thing that looks more or less like a lobster, except it's much smaller and it lives in fresh water?
And crawfish.
Okay. What about the insect that flies around candles?
Moths.
Okay. And the kind that makes its own light?
Oh, lightning bug.
Okay, and what about the kind that's got, it's probably that long, it's got real broad wings, and the...
Butterfly?
The kind that hovers. You usually see them around marshy areas.
Dragonflies or mosquito hawks.
Okay, is that the same thing? Dragonfly and mosquito hawk?
I don't know.
What about stinging insects?
Mosquitoes, gnats.
Any others?
Ticks and fleas. And the fleas don't sting the ticks either. They just bite, don't they? Bees and hornets.
Okay. But the kind that makes a nest out of mud on a ceiling of...
Dirt dauber.
Okay.
Wasp.
The kind that is related to those that'll find a hole in the ground to make its nest, or make a hole in the ground. You know what that is?
Well, it's a form of a wasp, isn't it? It's a ground wasp and then the other.
Okay. What about the little insects that you can barely see them, if you can see them at all, but they raise tremendous bumps?
Red bugs.
Okay. And the kind of insects that maybe that long or so that hop?
Grasshoppers.
Jumps around. Okay, what do you call the sticky web that an insect is made maybe between two trees or something?
Spider web.
Okay. What do you call the very small fish used for bait?
A small fish, a minnow.
Mm-hmm. And the part of a tree that grows, the part that's under the ground.
Root.
Okay. Are you familiar with types of maples?
No, not really.
That's some more of our northern examples. What type of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
I don't know this one, but it's a type of bush that has little red berries, and they're not edible. Some people, well, I guess people have used it for tanning leather.
Poke berries.
That may be it, I don't even know.
I don't.
What about the kind of